The Swiss government has negotiated a deal that will ensure that the country has a national airline after this month's collapse of Swissair. The $2.5 billion needed will come from both the government and leading Swiss companies. Years of mismanagement, a disastrous expansion policy, and the worldwide airline passenger slump since September 11th forced Swissair into bankruptcy. From Geneva, Emma Jane Kirby reports.
It seemed unthinkable that Swissair, the very hallmark of quality and high service, should ever need to seek protection from bankruptcy. But on Tuesday, the 2nd of October, now known in Switzerland as Black Tuesday, the entire Swissair fleet was grounded as the company admitted debts of more than $10 million and acknowledged it could neither pay fuel suppliers nor airport taxes. After a week of intense negotiations, a multi-million-dollar rescue plan has now been agreed by Swiss businesses, banks, local authorities, and the central government. The biggest contribution of $600 million will come from the Swiss government, and the world's largest food company, Nestlé, and the drugs firm Novartis have also contributed large sums. Swissair will continue to fly international flights until March. After that, Crossair, its smaller former subsidiary, will take over as the national airline. The episode has shaken up Switzerland and may well provoke changes in how the country's run. The Swiss government runs a laissez-faire economy, and apart from the state railway, the postal service and the partly privatized telecoms business Swisscom, the government is not in the habit of propping up ailing state companies. But according to Switzerland's Foreign Minister, Joseph Deiss, it's time that federal and private enterprise reviewed their relationship.
Reality now shows that we have to cooperate more. We think that we have some responsibility in regard to the interest of the whole country.
The episode may also prompt Switzerland to think again about joining the European Union, something its people overwhelmingly rejected again this spring in a referendum. Joseph Deiss hopes the Swissair disaster, coupled with the attacks on America, will force Switzerland to realize it can no longer operate in isolation.
At first, after the 11th September, even for the United States, which are the first worldwide power, are not able to find solution alone. And if it's not possible for the biggest, what should it be for the smaller ones?
For now, however, the government will have to try to convince the Swiss people that its actions over Swissair were the best it could do. But when job cuts of between 10,000 to 27,000 look likely, that's going to be a tough call. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jane Kirby in Geneva.